Welcome to day two of the Bible School, Lost and Found, and this is a Saturday morning program, June 30th. We just finished our group Bible study, and we have messages by Sarah Bond and Jeremy Hajik. Sarah's going to deliver on the lost sheep and coin from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, and Jeremy will deliver on the lost son, what's called Lost and Found, Lost but Found in Jesus. It's Luke 15, 11 to 32. And DuPage Ministry is going to do the inspiration, or praise and worship. And so God bless the morning program. Thank you. And also we're very thankful that four members of our Trenton UBF ministry have come today to support the Bible School.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah, kind of tired. Okay, so we're going to begin with some praise and worship, and Amanda, could you pray for us?
Dear precious Lord in heaven, thank you so much for bringing us here this morning to be able to study your word through small group Bible study, to be able to come and worship you, Lord, sing praises to your name through song this morning, and to listen to amazing words from our messengers, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with everyone here and for this opportunity to be able to come before you. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, so that we might be able to repent of our sins, come to Jesus, believe in him as our one and only Savior, and have an eternal life with you. Thank you, Lord, for everything, your abundant gift. It's in your Son's name that we pray.
Amen.
Our song will be in the Bible.
I am.
everybody stand up. And this song will be My Hope Is In You by Energy Crush.
once again, good morning.
Good morning.
Does everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Thank you once again for all being here today against the weather and expressways and other such circumstances. My testimony is from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole." Part 1, A Self-Centered Life. My name is Matt Cizek. I was born March 8, 1988. I have two wonderful parents, a great older brother, and a large extended family that I deeply appreciate. These are just some of the gifts God has given me. In fact, God has always been willing to offer gifts. But sadly, for the majority of my life up until now, I was not interested in what God had to offer. I sometimes went to church with my parents on Sunday morning, but was always more interested in things like girls or when kickoff started. I was very caught up in my own desires. I wanted to be a championship athlete like my then hero, Walter Payton, and in a lavish house with the most beautiful woman. When I say beautiful, I do not mean beautiful in spirit, but beautiful in physical appeal. Growing up, I also tried to make myself seem very important. Oftentimes, I would try to stand out by doing things just for attention. I could even be pessimistic, one time deciding to annoy a girl just because I felt like it. I thought I had complete control over my life. But after high school, things took a turn. I quickly realized that I had no control, and that I wasn't going to be all that I thought I was going to be. I wasn't going to have the most beautiful woman. I wasn't going to be a Hall of Fame pro athlete. And if I was going to become rich financially, it meant I had to do a lot of things that I felt I wasn't meant to do. Feeling lost and even hopeless, I became very depressed. I even tried to take my own life. By God's intervention, He saved me from death, and eventually led me to a new life. Part 2, A Life for Jesus. After being sick with depression for quite some time, God gave me enough strength, primarily through the support of my family, to go back to school at the College of DuPage. Even though I had been there once before, I felt misplaced. One day, while with a friend, I ran into a man having lunch. He said he was a missionary from South Korea, David Kim, who knew the Word of God. At first, I was not much for talking with this man. About a month later, he ran into me again, and I asked if I would like to study the Bible with him and his wife. I agreed, but canceled before our first appointment, because I all of a sudden became very nervous about hearing God's Word. But his wife, Joy Kim, called me and rescheduled so that we could study God's Word together. After a while of studying with missionary Joy, I began to study with missionary David and attend Friday and Sunday services, sharing a testimony and hearing God's Word. I was still unsure if I wanted to stay with the group when David invited me to the 2010 International Summer Bible Conference at Peoria University. He even offered me a lead role in a dramatic presentation from Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 42. At the conference, God changed my heart by revealing to me what many foreign missionaries were willing to do in order to bring God's Word to others. He also showed me the sacrifices people made in their own domestic lives to honor Christ Jesus. Most of all, He revealed to me something I had never known before, the true peace which is found in Christ Jesus. Around this time, my life's key verse came to me in Bible study. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole." While I often remember Jesus for the great things He did, miracles and all, I think of this key verse when deciding how to live. No longer do I want to live a self-centered life, but a life for Jesus, who was willing to sacrifice Himself in such a way. My God so loved me that He died on the cross for my sins. How then can I not live grateful for what He's done for me? In believing this, I've attended many other conferences and received much blessing in my walk with God, school, and family life. While I am no longer a championship athlete, who will receive a luxury home or have a harem of wives, I believe I've been able to do something much greater, and that is teach and bring up others by the name and influence of God.
Amen.
May God teach me how to continue to do so, and teach me His lessons so that I may learn as well. Also, I repent from my past life of being hard-headed and stubborn and decide that I want to live humbly for Jesus.
Amen.
One word, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole.